David's success in business was 10% luck, 10% indefatigability, and 0% Item A. Mayer's achievements in Torah scholarship originated from an altogether different formula. Had it not been for his mother, he never would have gone to yeshiva and been accepted into the Dresner clan. Sure, his success story had a supporting cast, Rabbi Kugel, Mrs. Kugel, his early yeshiva mentors, but when Ida May revealed her Jewish identity to her sons that blistering summer day, she set everything in motion. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a passage from Reuven Fenton's novel, Goyhood. The prologue introduces the twins, David and Marty, when they are 12, and discover a steel candelabrum with 8 branches on the front lawn of the new rabbi's home. When Rabbi Kugel visits the twins' home, their mom, Ida May, reveals that the twins are of Jewish descent. The rest of the story takes place 30 years later, when the estranged brothers reunite to bury their dead mother. David, after years of drugs, women, and failed businesses, has finally struck it rich with an e-cigarette company. Marty, now mayor, has spent the same years studying Jewish law. Hours before the funeral is to take place, Rabbi Yoshi shares Ida May's last message to her sons. They are, in fact, not Jewish, since she was not. Mayer decides to convert to Judaism, but that can't happen for a week, so David takes them on an adventure through the Deep South. Although much of the story is about Mayer struggling with his faith, it's also about the relationship between the two brothers. If you're looking for a fun novel about the very real subjects of faith and brotherhood, then you must read Goyhood by Reuven Fenton. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.